This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Friday, January 24th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, investigation of tech companies and taxes, and another major security flaw in the service provider tech stack. This is the business of tech. Two stories from ProPublica today that I want to discuss together, as well as link to an overarching theme. First up, the report around the IRS pursuing Microsoft, which started 8 years ago. Microsoft had moved at least $39 billion in profit to Puerto Rico by moving its intellectual property to a factory it owned there, after the company's tax consultants, KPMG, persuaded the territory's government to give Microsoft a tax rate of nearly 0%. The IRS pursued, even hiring the elite law firm to investigate. Microsoft rallied the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, bipartisan members of Congress, several big tech lobbying firms, and their own attorneys. The outcome of the audit is still going on, but Microsoft succeeded in changing the law and reducing the IRS's power to pursue corporate tax dodgers. In a second story, ProPublica pieces together what happened to Facebook when the IRS began looking into Facebook's moving profits to Ireland. After 2010, when Republicans took control of the House, they began cutting the IRS's budget. When investigating Facebook, the IRS struggled to hire an expert for the audit in 2016 due to a lack of funding. Before the statute of limitation expired, the IRS submitted its incomplete audit, in which they believe Facebook had massively mispriced their Irish deal and should have paid billions more in taxes. This battle also continues in U.S. tax court, with a trial scheduled for February. So why do we care? I hope every small business owner is outraged to hear these. I think it's one thing to pay as little as taxes as you can, but first flouting the rules and then working to rig the rules is shameful. Let's be clear, while I don't approve of Microsoft's moves here, don't hate the player, hate the game. This podcast is called The Business of Tech, and that's intentional, as the business delivery of technology is what we're talking about here. And while no one wants to make this political, the discussion is about what we as a society want the outcomes to be. The tech industry bemoans not having enough skilled employees and not being able to hire fast enough. Well, one way to get those employees is to invest in education. And the way you get education is via your taxes. If Microsoft is paying nearly 0% in taxes, then they aren't contributing to building a workforce. And that money has to come from somewhere. That's how this works. Back in October, ProPublica reported that the IRS simply doesn't have the resources to audit the rich, and that while they believe auditing more wealthy taxpayers would be a good idea, they cannot do so without adequate funding. That's a decision our lawmakers made on our behalf. The next time I'm in a discussion about the skills gap, this is my point. With players like Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, and Google not paying taxes, while I do believe it's disingenuous for them to bemoan not having an educated workforce, we as a society have to take the blame for letting them get away with it. We want to disconnect business from politics, but regulation is another word for politics. As I was finalizing the podcast today, news broke of another exploit in the technology stack of service providers, with SolarWinds MSPs and Central having a zero-day vulnerability, which allowed security researchers to steal the administrative credentials of an account holder, as discovered by Huntress Labs and reported by CRN. The flaw, known as Dumpster Diver, was reported October 10th without a proof of concept, and SolarWinds began working on a patch earlier this week when a proof of concept was disclosed. The proof of concept is in the wild, disclosed January 21st in a PacketStorm article showing how to use the exploit to seize account credentials. MSP Radio additionally verified that SolarWinds thanked the researchers, and SolarWinds did not make any legal actions. In the interest of transparency, I was an employee of SolarWinds MSP for 3 years, ending employment there last year. So why do we care? This is twice in 24 hours, and my interest here is the way companies behave. We now have three examples in the past 2 days with Cisco, ConnectWise, and SolarWinds MSP. I spoke with Huntress CEO and researcher Kyle Hensloven and asked about the way security vulnerabilities are reported, because my take is that a good portion of those delivering services aren't actually in the business of security and don't understand how security vulnerabilities are reported and how those companies work on solving those problems. Tomorrow, I'll have a bonus episode that contains that interview for those that wish to learn more. For me, the takeaway here is how you execute. I said it yesterday, and it's true today. It's how you react. Everyone has bugs, and everyone will be hacked. It's about how you deal with it that matters. Something different, as today's episode is brought to you by you, the listener. I really appreciate the 5 minutes of attention you give me every day, and I hope I'm delivering something of value. I am looking for feedback, topics to cover, disagreements on the why we care, extra bonus content you might like to see on the weekend, news stories to tell me about, or things you want me to look into. I really want to drive a different conversation about what's going on in the technology services industry, and conversation is two-way. You can interact with me on Facebook at MSP Radio News, Twitter, MSP Radio News, or on LinkedIn, or online at mspradio.com. If you want old-fashioned email, you can drop me a note at dave@mspradio.com. I do love the feedback, which send my way any way you want, or feel free to rate the podcast on your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.